However, it's very important that even if you're dealing with some childhood trauma and it's difficult for you to take ownership of your situation, you can begin to take action to begin to work through that trauma, to work through those things that are blocking you from being able to heal and to be mature and responsible enough to apologize when you're wrong. See, this is very important to maintain healthy relationships. And so if you're in relationships with people like this, it can hinder you. If that person is not willing to work on themselves, welcome to The Rainey Howard Show, where listeners transform their lives with messages on mental, emotional, and spiritual growth, inspiring happy lives and healthy relationships. Enjoy this new episode. I want to start by talking about you and what are the relationships you're encountering in your life. Let's just think about that right now. What are some of the relationships you have in your life when it comes to your personal relationships with your close friends and family? Maybe it's your significant other, the person that you're dating, the person that maybe you're married to or engaged to or just in a long-term relationship, or maybe you're not in a romantic relationship, but you have friendships and you have different people that you deal with at work. And in dealing with all of these different relationships, you're going to deal with different personalities. And so in this episode, I'm going to talk about 5 types of difficult personalities that you want to be aware of when it comes to your relationships. You want to really watch out for these difficult personalities, because a lot of times when you're dealing with personalities like this, it can impact you and your life. It can impact your stress levels. It can cause you more anxiety. It could cause you to have more fear when it comes to dealing with relationships, depending on the type of personalities you're dealing with. And so this is all about just you having more awareness and what to be on the lookout for and how to protect yourself, protect your peace when it comes to these relationships, how to create healthy boundaries, because all of this is important. You know, the quality of your relationships will impact the quality of your life. And so your relationships are very important, and just being aware and having a clear understanding of the different personalities you may encounter and the ones that you really want to be on the watch out for. Because listen, you may be encountering some red flags in your relationships that you're not aware of. And so let's begin to shine light on this, and so that you have more understanding and more guidance on what it is to do when you encounter these personalities and relationships and how to handle them. So the number one difficult relationship or difficult personality trait that may encounter in your relationships is, number one, people who never take responsibility for their own actions. Now, these are the type of people who will never apologize. They will never take responsibility for when they do wrong. They will actually find reasons to blame you when they're in the wrong. And they will not take any ownership of what they're doing and how they influence the relationship in a negative way. And oftentimes, these kind of, depending on your personality and how you handle these relationships, many people that get caught up in these type of relationships find themselves making excuses for people like this and even overlooking their behavior, you know, because this person never takes responsibility. So then you begin to look at yourself. Well, am I in the wrong? Well, am I wrong for blaming them? Did I do something wrong? Well, maybe they didn't do what I thought they did, or maybe, you know, it's okay. And maybe I need to be the one to just not be so sensitive, or, you know, you can begin to make excuses for this type of behavior depending on your personality and how you handle these type of people. But this is the number one difficult personality, because it's very challenging to have a healthy, happy relationship with another person who never takes responsibility for their own actions, or responsibility for their behavior. But let's say they do something wrong to you. They lie to you. They cheat on you. Instead of them taking responsibility and saying, you know what, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I need to work on this. I need to get some therapy. I need to change my ways. Instead of them taking ownership of what they did and responsibility of what they did, they say, well, I did it because you wasn't available for me. You wasn't there. It wasn't my fault. It's really your fault. You should have been there. You should have understood how I was feeling, and you should have came around more, and you should have been more attentive to me. And so they blame you. And then you begin to see them as, oh, well, you know, I was a part of the reason they did this. I'm sorry. And then you find yourself, you know, either overlooking their behavior, making excuses for their behavior, or even apologizing for something you didn't even do, because they know how to make you feel guilty. So you want to be aware of this personality trait, because it's very negative. It's very toxic. People who never take responsibility for their actions will often cause you harm, stress, or emotional harm in some way. So you want to make sure that you're aware of this personality trait, because this is not a healthy one. And the next personality trait that you want to be aware of that is so difficult to deal with is number two, professional victims, people who feel victimized no matter the circumstance. Now, these are people who are constantly feeling like the world is against them. Everyone is always doing them wrong. Nothing goes their way. They're crying. They're emotional. They just feel like everyone and everything is against them, and they're the victim. And it's always about them, really. No matter the situation, it's always about them. And they could do no wrong, you know? And so you might find yourself in a relationship with a person like this, and it leads to you feeling sorry for them or pitying them. And so you're constantly feeling bad, and you're feeling like, oh, I'm so sorry this happened. But here's the thing. If they are victims, if someone did do them wrong, right? There's a way for them to get some help, right? To find a way to get some help. Or if you can't get help from others, help yourself, especially if this is a grown adult who is capable of being able to work on themselves. See, there are some people who don't want to work on themselves. They don't want to get therapy. They don't want to get help. They don't want to look in the mirror and do the work and ask the hard questions that's going to create transformation. They don't want to do any of those things, because those things require accountability. And so when they're constantly feeling victimized, and they're used to creating this identity around being a victim, it's very difficult for them to get out of that mindset and to begin to make transformation in their life. And so they stay in the same situation, in the same place. They never work on improving anything or bettering anything in their life, but they look out for other people to do something or looking for handouts or looking for someone to pick them up and to help them instead of helping themselves. See, these people always are in a place of being behind, because they look at the world as if everything is against them and there's no hope for them, right? And so they're professional victims. They know how to, you know, be a victim. You might find people like this who create a career out of asking people for help. They go around and collect money, ask people for donations, ask people to help pay bills. And that's how they get around and get through life, because they have put on this identity of being a victim. They don't know how to be victorious in their own life. And so, again, it will cause you to feel sorry for them and feel like you're pitying them. But get this, you feeling sorry for them and pitying them is not helping them. When it comes to people like this, tough love is the best way to really help them out of that situation. And when I say tough love, I mean love them, but also have your boundaries and let them know, listen, you need to get up and do something and take some action. I understand you're hurt. I understand the situation happened to you. I understand, you know, they did you wrong, whether it was with a job or a family member, if somebody hurt you or harmed you or did you wrong. Listen, that's unfortunate. You can move on from that situation. You can no longer allow that situation to define you and to hold you back. You don't have to let that person who did you wrong to keep you in a situation where you're feeling bad about yourself. But you can begin to let go of that situation and focus more on what it is you desire, what it is you want to see yourself accomplish in your life, and move forward in accomplishing those amazing things that you desire to accomplish in your life. And no longer let that person hold you back. And so this is how the victim mindset begins to break down. You have to begin to take some type of ownership of your life. And so this is why this is the number two, or this is the second most difficult personality that you can encounter when it comes to relationships. Now let's go on to the third difficult type of relationship, or not difficult type of relationship, but difficult type of personality. And these are people who refuse to apologize. And it's similar to, you know, what I shared earlier about never taking responsibility. But this person is just, they refuse to say sorry. They refuse to humble themselves and apologize for when they're wrong and just say, listen, I made a mistake. They don't want to do that. And so in order to stay in these type of relationships, you find yourself constantly forgiving someone and trying to resolve things without the person taking ownership and apologizing. And so you find yourself constantly having to do the work for them and carry them. Well, because they have issues with forgiveness and apologizing, and because of what they went through in their childhood. Well, listen, I understand. We all have dealt with so many things in our childhood, and no one had the perfect childhood, right? And so people are dealing with childhood trauma. People are healing from different things. And I get that. And I know how real that is. However, it's very important that even if you're dealing with some childhood trauma and it's difficult for you to take ownership of your situation, you can begin to take action to begin to work through that trauma, to work through those things that are blocking you from being able to heal and to be mature and responsible enough to apologize when you're wrong. See, this is very important to maintain healthy relationships. And so if you're in relationships with people like this, it can hinder you. If that person is not willing to work on themselves, to work on taking ownership of their situation, and when they're wrong, acknowledging it and apologizing and saying sorry when it's necessary. If they're not willing to do that, then it's going to create some problems in your relationship, and it can even impact you. Again, as I said before, the quality of your relationship will impact the quality of your life. Your relationships are a direct connection to the the life you have, the life you live. And so you want to make sure that you are aware of different personalities, different behaviors, and just relationships that do not serve the life that you desire to live. So I want to share a quote that's from my new book, The Love Habit, which is available for pre-order. And the quote says, "To be in healthy relationships, whether with a friend, at work, or in a romantic partnership, we must first start with the relationship we have with ourselves." Now, this is so important. Listen, your relationship with yourself will impact every relationship you have. And so this is why you need to be aware of yourself. You need to be in a relationship with yourself. You need to know yourself. Write out your thoughts. Do some connecting work with your mind, body, and spirit. Really get in tune with who you are. What are your desires, your passions? What makes you smile? What lights you up? What brings you joy? What gets you excited? What are the things you enjoy doing? What are your favorite hobbies? You know, these are things that you can lose. You can get disconnected from if you're so busy just going throughout your day and working and busy and taking care of everybody else and when on social media and looking at all of these other things, then you never make time to really get in touch with who you are, with what's inside of you, with what your soul desires. And you get so caught up in everything and everybody else. But you must first have the relationship with yourself in order to have quality, healthy relationships with other people. And this is so, so important. Again, this is from my book, The Love Habit, which is available now for pre-order. And you can go to RaineeHoward.com to get your copy. Now, the fourth difficult personality type is the passive aggressive people who try to get back at you in an indirect, sneaky way. Now, these people can be very sneaky. And when I say passive aggressive, they're doing things to get to you, but they're doing it in a passive way. They're getting at you in an aggressive but passive way. So they're really sneaky about it. So people who do things to you with the intention to create stress in your life, but then they act like, "Oh, what happened? I didn't do anything." And so these type of people, they often play mind games. And it can be very toxic dealing with people like this, even if you're just dealing with a person who has this personality and they're working with you, even if they're not in a close relationship with you. Working with someone who can be passive aggressive can be very toxic. And so what happens is these people will do things behind your back. I remember a while back when I was working for this company, and one of the co-workers that I worked with went behind my back, and basically one of my client meetings, he came to the meeting and he began to like pitch all of these things to my client without talking to me first. And he did all of this and acted as if he didn't know that he did anything wrong, which he knew he was stepping out of his place. He was crossing boundaries. And so it was just very passive aggressive. And he did several things that was very passive aggressive, as if he's like this nice guy, but he's doing these things to really get to me or get to try to, you know, push me to be upset or bother me in some way, but then come around and act like, "Oh, what happened? No. Oh, I didn't mean, I don't know. Why were you acting like that?" And so these are passive aggressive people. They're very sneaky. They'll try to get to you in an indirect, sneaky way. And so again, they play mind games. So being in relationships with people like this can be very stressful. So you really want to have boundaries. You got to be really direct with these people, because even though they're indirect and sneaky with you and they do things very passive aggressively, you want to be upfront with them. You want to let them know that you're aware of their behavior. And you can do this in a professional way. You can do this in a calm way. Let them know, listen, I see this is what happened. This is the boundary. This is not, you know, okay. And this is not acceptable. I will not allow this to continue. You really have to be direct with people like this, because if not, they will continue to do this. They'll continue to behave this way and act very passive aggressively. They will do things sneaky and behind your back. And it's just not even worth your time. It's not worth your mental health. The stress is not worth it. If you're dealing with somebody like this, get out, get away, remove yourself, set up boundaries, create distance. If they're a family member, a loved one, love them from a distance. But be careful when dealing with people like this, because it can be very stressful. Finally, the fifth personality trait that you really want to be aware of and watch out for are people who never tell you how they feel, but they expect you to read their mind. Now, I don't know, these people have a hard time communicating, especially when it comes to communicating in a more detailed way. Clear communication is not one of their strengths. And so they're not going to tell you how they feel, but they're going to expect you to understand and just know and read their mind. And sometimes, you know what, they're not doing it on purpose or trying to be difficult, but this can make it very difficult in your relationship when they don't tell you how they feel and they expect you to read their mind. It's important for you to not begin to assume things about them, but ask the necessary questions. Ask them, what are you thinking? Can you please be more specific? When you say this, what do you mean by that? You really need to follow up with these people and get really clear and really show that you want to communicate specifically to understand them, because otherwise they'll just assume that you understand and you know what's on their mind. And you have to let them know, I don't read minds. You know, you have to be specific. I don't know how you're feeling. I don't know what you're thinking. I'm not walking in your shoes. Please share what's going on and what you're feeling. Clear communication is very important when maintaining healthy relationships. And you really want to know, you know, let this person know, especially if it's someone that's close to you, that you love, that you care about, that you want to continue to have a relationship with. Communication is very important, and you have to allow yourself to get clear with them and then to explain to them your point of view and how you see things, and then ask them to be specific in sharing what's really on their mind, because you're not going to read their mind. And finally, I will be sharing the last four difficult personalities in the part two version of the next podcast. So be sure to tune in and turn on your notifications. Don't miss an episode. Now I want to hear from you. Which difficult personality can you relate to the most? Let me know by going to RaineeHoward.com and send me a message. I want to hear from you and connect with you and learn more about who you are and what are the relationships you're desiring to enhance and to grow. Also, I want to encourage you to go to RaineeHoward.com to pre-order your copy of The Love Habit, which is my new book that's now available for pre-order. And for more episodes like this, go ahead and subscribe to the Rainey Howard Show podcast. And if you really enjoy this, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.